This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. Time is 10 minutes after 3. We will offer you continuing coverage of this storm, this post-Christmas storm. Did the company fly out yet? Do you wish they would have maybe scheduled an earlier flight? I'm just asking, you know. Joining us right now with the very latest on what's going on News Radio 930 WBEN, not just what is going on, because you can pretty much see that for yourself, but what is to come, we have meteorologist of excellence, Andy Parker. Andy, always a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you as well.
And first of all, why don't you give us a little foreknowledge, a little forecast. It's coming up on 3:11 right now. What can folks expect in terms of snow and wind and visibility, and most importantly, where?
Yeah, we're right in the thick of it now. The wind certainly blew into town as the temperature dropped from the 50s in the middle of the night down to the 30s. Once we went below 32, the rain switched to snow. Now that snow has coagulated into a nice band that extends all the way from Ashtabula in portions of Ohio along Lake Erie. So that's Westfield, Dunkirk, Silver Creek, Highland on the Lake, Angola, Buffalo, Depew, all the way to Rochester. This diagonal line of snow, it is the most intense snow we've seen today. Now, the winds are still going out there. Just as we thought they might have backed off a little bit, the Buffalo Airport just popped yet another 71-mile-an-hour gust, and there are going to be numerous numbers that may likely approach or exceed the 80-mile-an-hour mark even once we get the Coast Guard data from the shoreline of Lake Erie by the harbor. Some reports of some people who were down there at the time say that gust came in and literally pulled them off of their feet, lifted their body up and dropped them. And these are people who have done this before and kind of chased these storms. But that report was they've been through some 70 to 80 mile an hour winds, and they said that was heart stopping as that happened. And so we're finding those winds combining with the snow right now. West Seneca, Depew, Blaisdell, Elma, Pembroke, all the way along the thruway. I'm sure the cameras are showing some of that. Near whiteout conditions at times. So it's not a full-on, you can't see the front of your car, but you are finding that at times these bursts of wind and snow combine to give you those brief whiteout conditions. And that's what's occurring all the way, again, the thruway. You've got Route 20 all the way down to the Pennsylvania line at this point. That diagonal band of snow is going to be pushed, and it will change position as it often does, and it will be shoved down through the South Towns into the southern tier progressively through this afternoon.
Andy, as far as like the hour-by-hour breakdown, I know you love to give those, and a lot of people, you know, may have had plans, hopefully, unless they're very, very urgent and necessary plans, they're going to put those in abeyance for now. But hour-by-hour, what are we looking at, let's say, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, until some respite comes?
You gotcha. Things are going to improve for the North Towns as far as the steadiness and the severity of the snow. We're going to find that it will, instead of being a more constant lake effect band, it will go into more snow bursts. So you'll have times where there's no snow, and then a couple of minutes it'll come down pretty intense and blow through pretty rapidly. The wind speeds, a lot of people want to know, when are those going to begin to fall off? And it looks like we're going to hold 60-plus mile-an-hour winds right through around 7 o'clock tonight. So that time period this afternoon, it's still going to be exceptionally windy out there. And then as we get to the evening hours, that will begin to drop off to around the 50-mile-an-hour mark. And then through the overnight by tomorrow morning, the wind gusts around the 40-mile-an-hour mark. And Tom, they don't go away. They just stick around right till tomorrow, through tomorrow. It's going to be a windy couple of days, and that lake effect band will begin to slide further south, and it will reorient and target portions of the South Towns and Southern Tier. So while the North Towns reduce to only snow bursts, that lake effect band, as it reorients, will begin targeting the Boston Hills, Southern Erie County. So Springville is going to be one of the ones in the bullseye, Collins, and as you head all the way down to maybe Ellicottville, I think Dunkirk, Angola on the Lake, Silver Creek, those are going to be the spots that see the steadiest snow being blown in all the way to Allegheny County. This is not just a Chautauqua County, but those winds are going to carry the snowflakes possibly out to Bath.
Well, I guess there's a reason they built the Western New York ski areas where they did, Andy.
That they did. Those hills have certainly got an early going to the season. I know they iced up. And yesterday wasn't a great situation for them. And I don't know if the lifts are running today in this type of wind. I would assume not. But once this is done, there will be a nice new natural base added to what they've already put down to the tune of feet. I know a lot of people out there have had this question, Tom. They've seen these maps that have come out, and they've shown 20, 30, 35 inches of snow. A lot of uncertainty on how this goes. You've got to be careful when you read those maps, because a lot of times people will clump multiple days, sometimes 5 days worth of snow onto one map, which leads people to believe you're going to be inundated by a yard of snow when you wake up Tuesday morning. That's just not the case. We're all expecting about 1 to 3 inches of snow today, although I've got to tell you, it's going to be blowing sideways and hard to measure. You'll find some drifts in front of the garage door that are knee-high and then areas that are bare. But that's what we're expecting throughout the day today as this band transitions. Tonight, the steadiest snow continues in portions of the southern tier and deeper south towns. 6 to 10 inches of snow is what you're going to find when you're waking up tomorrow in those areas. Up to the north, about 3 to 5. We may tack on another 1 to 2 on top of what you get today, but it is not going to be a paralyzing amount of snow. It's really the wind snow combo that's the problem. Now, that lake effect band will continue to drop snow in those same areas on Tuesday. Plenty of fuel to the fire for this one because the lake is wide open. There's no ice cover on it, so we're still producing snow at a pretty good rate, and that will produce yet another 6 to 10 inches of snow in a lot of the same areas another couple of inches up in the north towns, but again, not a big deal. It's going to be now a couple days, a war of attrition where you go out in portions of the south towns and southern tier and shovel it out, and you got to shovel it back again, and Mother Nature keeps putting back. We will do this over a number of days. Wednesday, it all comes back up to Buffalo, and you're back in the snow party right as we get to New Year's Eve. So that could make for a very interesting afternoon and evening there.
Well, the ball drop, have you a preliminary forecast for the ball drop?
The early look on the ball drop, I can tell you one thing that is absolutely certain. It is going to be cold. As we get to the midnight hour, we may be down into the teens, wind chills, single digits, although the winds won't be nearly as problematic as they are now. And I would expect it to be snowing at the time of the ball drop as well.
Now, you talked before, we were kind of talking about the ski areas in Western New York, and they kind of built them in those areas for reasons, because the weather tends to be a creature of habit. But I think a more pressing interest would be for those who are out of power, who may need to have the line workers in an elevated position to fix or to reinstall power lines. I know this is maybe out of your bailiwick, but maybe not. What is the rule as far as when people can actually go up in one of those cherry pickers and get the job done?
Well, that's an interesting topic. I believe it's how far they can elevate the bucket. I did see a couple of them working without lifting the bucket and working on repairs on my trip home from downtown Buffalo back out to the South Towns today. So they are actively working. You are correct. It is outside of my privy to know exactly what the threshold is for the workers to begin lifting the bucket. But I'm sure that we are probably pretty close to that threshold now. And I know that they do this work in inclement weather, be it cold, windy, or wet. So as soon as they're capable of doing that, which I believe my guess would be as soon as these drop down below that 50 and 60 mile an hour mark, they'll be able to accomplish a lot more.
Well, certainly hope so. They've got a lot of work to do. Thousands of people are without power. Businesses are without power. A grocery store, Joe Beamer was talking about, out of power. So certainly no shortage of customers who are operating by, not quite candlelight yet, but give it about an hour or so. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us. And you can hook up with Andy Parker on any social media platform. Basically, just type in Andy Parker weather on your favorite, and you're going to find Andy Parker. And he's also got a phone number you can call to subscribe for breaking weather text. You still have that, right, Andy?
Absolutely. Yeah, this has been a great service. People that have tried to plan ahead, thinking about what they need to do. A lot of the relatives on the couch, how are we going to get them out of here? They ask that same question. It's not funny. You hit it right on the head. All you've got to do is give me a text. Send a text the word weather to 503-ANDY. It's 503-2639, and we'll get a response back. And then you can ask a question then as well.
One more quick question I have. You also talked at great length about the winds that have been buffeting Western New York. In terms of the earlier today at the airport, 73 miles an hour. You talked about the Coast Guard station and possibly gust of over 80 miles an hour. As a meteorologist, what does that do for you? How exciting is that, or how unusual is that? I mean, I think our record was 83 mile an hour, but that was recorded at the airport.
Yeah, at the airport today. So I'm actually sifting through some of the data right now, the minute-by-minute output from the weather service. And as I'm looking at it here, we're seeing, as I mentioned, some 70-mile-an-hour gusts, pretty routine. I did see one up to 79 miles an hour. So we're going to wait and see what the official number is from the weather service. But the Coast Guard station has some monitoring equipment there, and they'll release their peak numbers to the weather service as well, and that'll come out in an amalgamation of anemometer readings through the afternoon. And I did have a contact who had a weather station on top of the Seneca Tower back in the day, and that was always like the Mount Washington of Buffalo, because you had something at the surface, but then you always wondered, what would it be like 40 stories above the ground if you looked directly into one of these big wind gusts? And they routinely had wind gusts up there that would exceed the 80-mile-an-hour mark.
Well, I think that tunnel by County Hall would also be a good place to put an anemometer, because people actually get knocked off their feet coming out of some of the services and some of the courthouses in the area as well.
I hate to say that there was a train stop on Main Street in downtown Buffalo, and it has a bit of a ridge to it. And anytime it iced up, the air would funnel just as you described. And a photographer of ours would sit there to get some B-roll of people battling the winter weather, and they would release from a pole on the train stop and try to walk across the street, and the gusts of wind would toy with them, and you'd watch them fight to walk through the wind and the ice, and it made for a great video, but not a great experience in downtown Buffalo. Another one is right next to City Hall, where if you're parked and you're waiting for a light, the wind will actually, it's Huron Street, I make a mistake, and the wind will actually lift up the rear of your car, and you'll feel your car begin to lift, and it is a channeling effect in downtown Buffalo that is 100% correct.
Well, Andy Parker, meteorologist, thank you so much for being with us. Always appreciate your time and input and insight, and I'm sure we'll chat again before all of this is through, but if not, have a very nice new year.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, obviously, there's the travel advisory in effect for all of Erie County, and basically nobody's giving you any threats or going on a power trip right now, except me, of course. But as far as unnecessary driving, probably not a good idea. Whatever you need to do right now, unless it's a screaming emergency, can probably wait. You know that. Winter storm warning remains in effect for southern Erie, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties until 1 a.m. Friday. Lakeshore flood warning in effect for Erie, Niagara, and Chautauqua counties until 10 o'clock this evening. Winter weather advisory in effect for northern Erie and Genesee County until 10 o'clock this evening. And that is what we have on that front. Also, I think I should probably add, for those of you inclined to go out on your small boat in Lake Erie, re-incline yourself. Yeah, that would be zero people, but my goodness, these winter storms are pretty, they can be pretty devastating. These winds are just incredible, and those of you who are out of power, just imagine two things. Number one, what if there were wind turbines in Lake Erie right now? How do you think they'd be holding up with these kinds of winds? That's number one. Number two, those of you who don't have electricity and you're heating your home and doing everything you have to do through gas power, or a gas provider, gas appliances, just imagine you didn't have those gas appliances and you had to be the victim of Kathy Hochul and her electrification with the New York State Democrats. Just imagine that for a moment. This is Bowerly. We will have continuing coverage of the storm, and we're going to take your telephone calls along the way as well, find out who's out of power, how long you've been out of power, and those of you who've had to drive, I am not going to condone driving if you really don't have to, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do and you don't have a choice. You know the situations. I don't need to enumerate them. So we will take some calls on what you found on the roads when you were driving, maybe coming home from work if you were let out early, whatever the case may be.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yes, very appropriate. The wind, the wind, the wind. It's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. Time is 3:37. And joining us right now from the AAA of Western New York, we have Elizabeth Carey. Elizabeth, thanks very much for joining us. How busy have you been at the AAA of Western New York today?
Good afternoon. It's definitely been busy. So a lot of people calling in needing tows. Maybe their car went off the road in slippery conditions, and also battery calls up today. Normally around this time of year, their average is about 25%. We're up at about 30%. So nothing drastically high, but you know, just given the conditions, so many people are just realizing how the cold is, it's affecting their car battery, or they've tried to go out there, they kind of lost control in the slippery conditions and needed the tows.
Have your calls been clustered in any one area or community? Do you have that data?
That's a great question that I didn't ask our storm team, but I know like the Buffalo Metro has been busy for sure. It was definitely worse in the Buffalo area compared to other parts of New York State, like Central New York and Rochester, because we did close our AAA offices in Western New York so everyone could just work remotely and get everybody home safe. So we did that around lunchtime. So like the Orchard Park, the Kenton, Amherst offices closed early. We got the employees, which we call associates, set up at home remotely so they could handle everything via email and phone rather than trying to have people out driving as things get worse this afternoon.
Probably could have sold a lot of cruises to the Caribbean right now. I'm just saying.
Well, people do that. It is good for the travel business.
Oh, I would well imagine. Elizabeth Carey is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN from the AAA in Western New York. And Elizabeth, you talked about the people's car batteries dying. For those who actually were able to start their cars this morning, which, of course, that would be most people, what should people be on the lookout for in terms of, oh my goodness, my battery is about to die? Because a couple of times it happened to me many, many years ago. It just hit from out of the blue. There were no premonitory symptoms that my battery was about to die. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Have you any insight?
Yeah, so sometimes there are no symptoms at all whatsoever, so you have to go by the age of the battery, which in this area, it's about 3 to 5 years. So if you're like, oh, I've had to have my car, wow, it's been 5 years, maybe I've been going on six, I'm above average, time to get that battery checked. So AAA can check your battery right at your home or your office. We wouldn't do it on a day like today because we're too busy with all the other calls and the roadside assistance, but on a regular day, not a problem to come out and check the battery and let you know its status. But also, sometimes there are signs as well. The car, when you start it, it might be clicking or making kind of a clunking noise, or it doesn't just seem like it wants to turn over right away. Those are all signs that your battery might be dying. Sometimes the headlights might even be a little dimmer than they usually are. And again, other times, just one day, you go to turn it on and it's not working for you.
Now, you talked about the cars that may have gone off the road and into a ditch. Do your service technicians responding take a look at the tires and offer any insight to people as far as, these tires are almost bald. You had no traction whatsoever.
Yeah, they'll take a look at that. But, I mean, they're not going to do a big, thorough inspection. But they'll be like, oh, you know, these tires, this is the reason you went off. Or maybe it was a high speed and the driver has to be aware of something like that. So we remind everyone in October, a long time ago, it seems like October's car care month. So prepare for winter. But when you have a mild fall, you're like, who's going to do that? They put it on the back burner. And then, you know, next thing you know, a storm hits and people aren't prepared. So we do try to remind people early, but tires are the most important part because that's the only part of your car that actually comes in contact with the road. So you definitely need that good tread on the tires. You don't want to be driving around on bald tires, especially on a day like today.
Elizabeth Carey from the AAA on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, Elizabeth, 3 years ago this month, the epic blizzard of Christmas 2022 hit us. And this is certainly not the blizzard of 2022 revisited. But, you know, in between just an ordinary average weather event and that kind of a blizzard, there is a storm like this with incredible winds and some snow and blowing snow. You think that sometimes people maybe get a little bit overconfident? I'm not into like scaring people or being that way, being the media panic god. But as far as people getting maybe a little bit cocky, well, this is nothing like the blizzard of 22.
I think that's kind of built into a lot of Western New Yorkers. We're like, oh, yeah, we can handle that. Oh, they're closing schools. We always went to school. You know, we walked home through the blizzard. We were fine. So people like to kind of brag about that. And, you know, you can kind of, they're bragging rights in Western New York to say that they can handle the storm like no other. So that's kind of built in with a lot of people. But I also think a lot of people are like, okay, we do need to take this seriously, especially after that Christmas storm that really obviously left a lot of people, unfortunately, lost their lives. A lot of injuries, a lot of tragedies took place. And then people say, you know what, maybe I'll be a little bit more careful when we do have a storm in the forecast. But you see it all the time, especially on social media. You know, if a forecaster says it's going to be bad, and it's not as bad as they thought. And then people are like, oh, you're just trying to scare us. So there's definitely a lot of emotions that go into the weather here.
Are there any data on electric vehicles in this kind of weather?
The electric vehicles definitely can't withstand a lot of these cold temperatures. So those car batteries that are in the electric vehicles, the batteries can go down like 40% as soon as it drops by like 10, 20 degrees. So that's something that people have to be aware of and make sure that they have chargers available and they're not trying to go out and about and go real far. Amazingly, though, AAA doesn't get many calls for electric vehicles because I think the people that have them just realize and they keep an eye on their range and don't try to push it too far. So it's unusual that we get a call that an electric vehicle is broken down on the side of the road. I mean, every now and then, but not so much as far as the traditional calls that people get for regular cars. And I have an answer to your question from earlier. I asked our storm team what parts of the area are the busiest for calls. So they're saying the southern part of the metro area, like down through Hamburg, and then also up into North Buffalo. But across the board, it's pretty busy today everywhere. But south towns and north towns are seeing a mix of an increase in roadside calls.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Orchard Park and parts of Hamburg are getting a lot in terms of the more concentrated areas in terms of population. Anyway, they seem to be getting the brunt of a lot of what's going on right now storm-wise. So before an event like this actually hits, and you certainly had warning, do you make any extra preparations at the AAA to be ready for the onslaught of calls, even though you said it's only up 25 to 30% today over an ordinary day?
Yeah, so we have the storm team, so they kind of keep an eye on that. And so what we look at is the forecast. So start watching the forecast and looking out, and then also looking at holiday travel and different trends that we see with that. So today's a Monday after, you know, a long holiday weekend. A lot of people head off on Friday, and that's historically an extremely busy day because people just kind of kick back, relax, you know, they stay home and they play board games or watch the Bills game, whatever it might be. And then they realize that they have car trouble on Monday morning when they go back out again. Couple that with a storm like's happening today, and that's the extra increase in volume. So we'll staff according to that and have extra people on the phones and then also on the roads as well. And of course, remind people to use the AAA mobile app because it is the fastest way to request service.
Now, everybody in Western New York has put a car off the road at least once. Most everybody has done that. In terms of fender benders and collisions, have you seen an uptick today?
Yes, and that just kind of goes with the weather. Like, you know, icy conditions that we saw on Friday, then snowy conditions we're seeing today. So there's definitely an increase in crashes, and it's something to be aware of. I have to point out, though, there's been an increase in crashes even across the board on sunny days, with a lot of people being distracted behind the wheel, which is a whole other topic. But when we do see wintry weather like this, we usually see like crashes go up about 52% compared to a regular day, people losing control on the slippery conditions.
You know, it's interesting you talk about sunny days, because we certainly noticed that listening to Trevor doing traffic, that we expect a fair amount of collisions and mishaps on a rainy day, hydroplaning, loss of control, lack of visibility, etc. But for some reason, you get a real sunny day and there seem to be a disproportionate number of car crashes.
Sometimes coming down the 90, I'm like, oh my gosh, why are we waiting in traffic? It's a beautiful day and Monday afternoon, 3 o'clock, like what's going on? But you just keep seeing that there's been a lot of, people rear-ending the car in front of them. And a lot of times it's because they're looking down at their phone, they're not paying attention, and the car in front of them comes to an abrupt stop and they're not ready and they crash into the car in front of them. That's the last thing you want to deal with, especially now with the holidays and everything else and the cost of, you know, auto repairs and insurance and everything else. So, you know, a good time to remind everyone to control your speed. That's the number one thing that you can do. Also, of course, pay attention and then leave a donut of space around your vehicle so you have time to react to the cars around you.
You had to say donut. I want a donut right now. Elizabeth Carey from the AAA is with us. And Elizabeth, I know that people have probably heard this a million times, and you probably said these things a million times, but weather like this, what do people need to keep in mind and in the vehicle before and during the situation?
Well, we remind everyone about that, too, in October, to pack that emergency kit. So if you haven't done so yet, now would be the time to do that. You can leave it in the car for the rest of the winter. So you want to have some basic tools, jumper cable, snacks, water, warm clothes, blankets, hat, just in case you do break down and you need to get out of the vehicle to check things over. That said, if you do go off the road in slippery conditions, it's best to stay in the vehicle with your seatbelt on and call for help, because you don't want to get out of the car, because there's a very good chance that the car behind you could slide in the same traction, you could be struck. But, you know, for little repairs on the side of the road, it's good to have those supplies in there. If you need to get out and check to see if we're having heavy snow, if the snow is building up and clogging your tailpipe, you want to make sure you want to check for that so you're not getting, like, poisonous fumes into the car. But also, a lot of people traveling for the holidays, a lot of road trips taking place this week. So, you know, having those snacks and water blankets in the car just so you can stay comfortable in case you have to wait for help.
And I would add to that as well, make sure you have a means of charging your car, your cell phone, because a cell phone without electricity is pretty worthless.
Right. And you can even get those phone banks that, you know, at Five yep. Below or one of the cheaper stores. They're not a lot of money, not a big investment. And you can have a charger in your car or have a cell phone bank in your car. And that way you can charge your phone up and know your location. So many times people will reach out to AAA and they're not sure what part of the thruway they're even on, or, you know, what part of the highway they might be on. So, you know, being aware of that, having the phone charged, and also having a tank of gas, you know, not letting it get below half or a quarter tank of gas, especially in storms like this.
Yeah, because in Buffalo winter, my rule, never let the gas tank go under half a tank. When it's at half a tank, you fill it up, no matter what.
It's a good rule of thumb. I mean, and I can speak, I have to admit, I have run out of gas before. I had a vehicle where it told you you had like 35 miles left, but that wasn't really the case, and it would run out. And you don't want to have experience that. Your feeling of the car just like turning off, and it's all your fault because you didn't put gas in it. It's not a good way to go, especially in a storm.
Yeah, it happened to me once in the 80s in Mayville in July on our way to Barbara Burt's wedding, former WBEN staffer. Elizabeth Carey, thanks very much. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, safe travels to everyone.
Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western New York on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just to bring you up to speed, obviously, for your flying information, you want to check and make sure that anything that you were going to do, you're still going to be doing at the time you expected to be doing it. Now, what really is interesting this time of the year is I'm sure some of you might just be by yourself in the house because you had to get away from your uncle or your brother-in-law, or sister-in-law, or their kids. You thought they were going to fly out this morning. They didn't fly out this morning. Now everybody's scrambling to figure out when they can possibly get out, okay? And they're driving you absolutely nuts and crazy, and you've probably told your spouse, never again are we hosting Christmas at our house. Never again. You're taking me on a cruise, all right? I'm with you. I feel your pain. I'm not going through that, but I feel your pain because you thought that all those loud kids were going to be out of the house and they're still around and you're practically out of Xanax and Valium. And that can be a trauma just waiting to happen and it just embed itself into your brain for the rest of recorded time. It is 3:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. That is Arthur Pressman, WBEN time. Along the way today, we're going to be checking in too with you guys as far as the driving conditions that you have experienced, even though really if you don't have to be driving, just use your common sense, use your discretion, and remember something, you're never as good a driver as you think you are, especially when the weather is like this, unless you're a professional driver, all right? But we're going to talk with Russell Stark, NFTA Director of Aviation, speaking of flights, find out what's going on at the airport. For those of you who are somewhere bound or have relatives you wish would be somewhere bound at the earliest possible opportunity, coming up right after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN, where the time is 3:56. Tom Puckett is up next with the news. Welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN, on a windy and snowy Monday. Just what you wanted, back from the holidays, if today was your first day back. WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney time is coming up in 9 minutes after four. The aviation situation, that's come up peripherally a couple of times so far. And joining us right now is Russell Stark, who is the NFTA Director of Aviation. And he's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Stark, hard day at the office?
I'm the deputy director. I'm not the boss. I'm the number two guy.
I'm sorry. Deputy director of aviation. I have the wrong information. I'm very sorry. I apologize. Take two. Tough day at the office?
Oh, yeah. It's been very busy. Phones have been ringing off the hook. But that's nothing compared to what the guys have been doing out there on the airfield.
Explain.
So, basically, you know, with the wind, we're trying to keep the runways open. Right now, we got about a half an inch of snow that's kind of sticking, but Mother Nature is actually helping out with the winds. I know the winds aren't too acceptable to some people, but right now it's helping our airfield crews keep the runways and the aprons clear by keeping the snow from sticking. So right now we have about five pieces of equipment out there that have been running nonstop out on the runways. And then we also have our contractor out here trying to keep the aprons clean in just anticipation of the heavier snow that's due to come in later on, either today or tomorrow.
Delays, cancellations today?
Yeah, we had a few. This morning we had 12 delays. They're the early morning flights that were really able to get out before the heavier gusty winds hit. And then we had approximately 41 departure cancellations. And then, of course, what caused those was the arrivals. We had 40 arrival cancellations the incoming flights. And then we have the board right now is all canceled. However, we do have three airlines that are trying to get RON aircraft in, trying to work in between the breaks in the weather. And we're hoping they get in, but I'm sure they're going to make the safest decision for their crews if the winds are too gusty and turn those aircraft around.
Yeah, and how gusty is too gusty in terms of the winds?
Well, I don't want to speak for the airlines. Each aircraft has its own specific operating limitations. We would have to contact the airline's operations department for that, but today we had a peak gust of 79 miles per hour just after 11 o'clock this morning, and of course nothing is flying in that, so apologize, I can't give you what too gusty is or too windy is, but each aircraft's performance is different.
Now, the direction of the winds and the velocity of the winds, have you had to make any adjustments to runways you're using?
So basically, no. The sustained winds today were right down our primary runway. runway 0523. And so we were able to keep that runway open. For safety reasons, we closed 1432 because that runway is not being used because of the primary wind direction. And so that our crews can concentrate on that primary runway and the aprons to keep those clear. So when this weather breaks, we can get those commercial aircraft back in here.
Oh, many of us in Williamsville enjoyed very much a couple of summers ago when they were doing the work on the runway and 6 o'clock every morning. We were awakened by the sounds of transit and transportation and people moving. Oh, man, that was rough. We're talking with Russell Stark, the Deputy Director of Aviation for the NFTA on News Radio 930 WBEN. Typically, when you have a situation, I mean, we're in that period, of course, between Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I would imagine that this would have been an extremely busy time at the airport, no?
Well, it is a busy time, Tom, but it's not our busiest. Believe it or not, spring break is our busiest time here at Buffalo International. You know, we do see a lot of traffic, increased traffic here during the holiday season. But again, it's not our busiest time. We do really appreciate the use of the airport and in increased passenger flow. I just want to make this one plug for tomorrow. For folks flying out tomorrow, please check with your airlines to make sure that your flights are on time, if they've been delayed or canceled, before you start heading out on the dangerous road. So please check with your airlines.
Now, something I think we should talk about is, you know, from Buffalo, Boston seems a long way away. We've driven there. It takes a long time. Cape Cod takes a long time. Even Cleveland, 4.5-5-hour drive, depending on from where you're leaving in Western New York. When you consider the network of airport, air travel, air transit hubs in the United States, and the fact that Buffalo isn't the only airport which is being subjected to the whims and caprices of Mother Nature, what does that do to you logistically? How do you plan these things out? How do you work around them?
Well, we are a divert airport for those other airports. If they have weather, their aircraft come here. And we really haven't had that many diverts go to other aircraft or other airports. But logistically, we try to stay ahead of the game. We have our weather briefings with the airlines, which precipitated a lot of the early cancellations because we did have a weather briefing on Christmas Day when we noticed that this weather system was taking shape. And it really helps out a lot when you know, you have your airline partners and our tenants that join the calls, and we can get the word out and try to keep people safe and not coming on the roads. And the airlines were very proactive with the basic information that the Weather Service was able to provide them, and they started canceling their flights based on that information to give passengers the adequate time to react. And then it all comes down to, you know, logistically, we don't have to divert people. And we did have one such diversion. I went to Syracuse, and they had to bus some passengers back this way. But that's those are one-offs. Hope I adequately answered your question.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you did, because I would think that logistically something like this has got to be a nightmare. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's say people were trying to get from Buffalo to Charlotte, a very, very popular route, of course, for a lot of people in Western New York. And when you have now everybody trying to get to Charlotte and they can't exactly bring a ton more planes in, I wonder how many people are going to end up from Buffalo to Charlotte, what might have been a direct flight, and they end up going to Phoenix first and then Denver and then Charlotte, and what should be an hour and a half, 2 hour flight ends up being an all day excursion around the country.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't answer that question as the airlines will try to rebook the passengers in the most expeditious flights that they can to get them to their destinations. And unfortunately, yes, you know, a passenger that might have been on a direct flight may get routed to, you know, through another destination and then into, in this instance, Charlotte, since we're using Charlotte as our case study. But the airlines do the best job they can to get the passengers as quickly as they can to their final destinations.
What are the other leading destinations from Buffalo this time of year? Would it be Orlando, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale? Would it be New York City?
Any place that's warm, Tom.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
LA. LA is a very popular destination.
No, air travel. I love flying. I can't say I'm really in love with the flying experience, but I love flying as aviation is kind of cool. We're talking with Russell Stark, the Deputy Director of Aviation for the NFTA on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, you have been very adamant in saying if people have flights tomorrow in particular, they really should make sure that the airline is still a go, that the airline still is going to be able to keep that commitment to you. What are some of the other tips you might give to people who might have flights tonight or might have flights? I mean, you said everything's canceled tonight?
Yeah, pretty much everything is canceled for today. And I would like to urge all of the traveling public to check with their airlines, even flights tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because you're not the only one that is that's being delayed or rerouted or rebooked. So please check with your airlines. And then once you get your travel arrangements updated, please arrive at the airport a couple hours ahead of time. You've heard me say this in the past that we are victims of our own uniqueness. We can get passengers in and out, and so passengers arrive 45 minutes ahead of time. Well, this is the holiday season, as you mentioned previously, and we are an efficient airline or airport. But please, because of the backlog in what's going on with the weather and this being the holiday season, please arrive at least 2 hours ahead of time so that the stress levels are reduced when you're getting through ticketing, going through TSA, and then you can find your gate and relax. So please give yourself adequate time to get here to the airport, and please drive safely.
Yeah, and that's a great point. We always get to, even on a domestic flight, we'll get to the airport 2 hours beforehand. I tell my bride it's because I don't want the stress, but what's really in my mind is I'd like some time for a drink before the flight, frankly.
There you go.
A nice martini. $20 is always good. Anything else that I didn't ask that is information you would like to impart to people who are very frustrated right now because they should have been back home and they're spending time in Buffalo they didn't plan on spending?
Yeah, just please have patience. We cannot control the weather, but you can control your travel arrangements and you can control the stress if you get to the airport in plenty of time. Make it through again, make it through security, get to your gate, find parking. And if you have a rental return, please, if you're not sure if the rental car agency is going to be open, please call them so that you don't arrive and the rental car agency may not be open because they're not expecting a return because of the flight schedule. So please make those arrangements, make those calls, and just reduce your stress when you get here to the airport.
Hey, on a completely unrelated note, I have to ask, how much more awesome is it or how much easier is it on the TSA staff that people don't have to take their bloody shoes off anymore?
that's a great question you could ask them if you do an on-site interview. it does improve the times going through, and people are happy about it.
Well, every time I just say, thank you, President Trump, just to see who looks. I want to thank you very much. I really appreciate your time in joining us. And I guess you're probably going to work a late night tonight and be in very, very early tomorrow.
Unfortunately, yeah. But I do have a great team out there on the airfield, and I have a great team here in the terminal. We are blessed with great employees. Here at the NFTA, specifically here at Buffalo and at Niagara Falls International Airport. And, I always leave the work to the professionals because they know it better than I do. They make working here extremely delightful.
Real quickly, how are the de-icers holding up, and do you have enough?
I would have to call Signature, but I haven't gotten any reports of anything being down. Equipment status for our side is up. We're all green. And I'm assuming that Signature Aviation, our FBO, their de-icing levels are good because they didn't de-ice any aircraft today.
Good point. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time. Oh, and by the way, thank for this interview. You were in Group C, and you'll have the middle seat between two screaming infants for the next 2.5 hours.
Just so you thank know. You so much.
Thank you, Russell Stark.
For a window seat.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but if you are any more disruptive, you're going to be escorted off this plane and put on the list. Russell Stark, the Deputy NFTA Director of Aviation on News Radio 930 WBEN. I love to fly. We love to fly. But, you know, the experience it can be trying sometimes, not going to lie. Now, coming up after the news at 4:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN, when the weather gets like this, okay, when it gets really, really, really windy, there are people who tend to flock to a certain place in Western New York. It holds a fascination with many of us. We just have to see what's going on. There is a destination of note that we're going to talk about a little bit after the news at 4:30. Can you guess the destination? Maybe. Don't go anywhere, because we'll have an interview on that coming up, and we'll also open up the phone lines for your calls. I want to hear from those of you out of power. Want to hear from those of you who've had anything to do with driving today because you just didn't have a choice. You had to do it. So don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you're out of power, they are working on it. The wind, of course, is not helping the situation, but they're working on it. And again, I just want you to imagine that you didn't have the option of a gas appliance and you were totally reliant on electricity. You can thank Kathy Hochul and the New York Democrats for that, because they're not going to back off that after the governor's race. You know that, don't you? They're going to be back at it full force. And the wind turbines in Lake Erie they want to put up, how do you think those would fare with the kind of winds Western New York has been, by which Western New York has been buffeted today? I know. I really don't like doing politics, but sometimes I have to because it's real world stuff, baby. Yeah, you better believe it. Against the wind, it is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Saw some tape of Bob Seger last week, and better to get old, I guess, than not get old. Joining us right now, so there's a place in Western New York that when the wind gets like this, people seem to flock to it like the swans of Capistrano. Joining us right now is elected to the Hamburg Town Board, Lynn Dixon. You might remember Lynn Dixon, the one-time candidate for county executive, and she's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Lynn, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, but people, you know, Western New York just seems to have a fascination with a certain place with which you are very familiar when the winds are howling and the waves are soaring on Erie, and that place would be?
Hoax. Of course. And, you know, there are very few places that where you truly get a front row seat to Mother Nature's power. You know, you get the spectacular, breathtaking summer sunsets. And then in wintertime, you have the massive Lake Erie waves that slam, you know, under the shores and by Hoax. And then it basically encases the restaurant in ice. And it's something that people flock to Hoax to take a look at.
Now, I've not been there today. Have you been there today?
I haven't been there today. I went into work about 6 this morning, and the flashing lights at the entrance to the thruway indicated that the skyway was closed, so I took the thruway. So I didn't get a chance to see it today, but it's, you know, it is one of those places that, I mean, you can go on YouTube and you can see all kinds of videos of Hoax just encased in ice in wintertime. And it's it really, you get a chance to see Mother's beauty and her fury. And what we are seeing today and what we often see in wintertime along the shores of Lake Erie, and especially with Hoax, is you get to see the result of Mother Nature's fury. And it's a wild sight to see, for sure.
So have you ever parked your car in that one spot by Hoax where you can actually get white water over the hood and splashing over the car? Sometimes green water.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have. And, you know, back when I used to work in news and when I was on Channel 2, that's where we would always do our live shots every time that there was bad weather, particularly where it was focused on the lake and what the lake was doing. And if it was really, you know, kind of turning and kind of indicating that you're going to be getting some very high waves and maybe some disruptive waves in water, that's where we would do our live shots because it's something to see, you know, it really, and you are getting that. It's my understanding that there were quite a few people there today, stopping by and checking it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. But it does seem, seeing some of those videos on YouTube and you know, some of the TV shots, it does seem as though it could be dangerous.
It can be dangerous, yes. And I think that you have to, you know, take proper precaution if you're going to go and check it out and want to see what it looks like. You know, you have to be very aware that, you know, that water is powerful, right? And you have to keep a proper distance. But, you know, that place, it's been open since 1949. Kevin and Eileen Hoke, who are brother and sister, are running the place now. And it truly has been, for literally decades, a destination for people to go and watch. And there was no shortage of that today, is my understanding. But it really is fascinating to see. And, you know, again, for those that have never seen it, they should go on YouTube because there are many videos, but the waves just come crashing up against the building. And if it's cold enough, it freezes. And so then it encases the entire building in ice and the icicles. And it's really, you know, it's been on national news many times. It's really something to see. But again, you get all the extremes there. You get the most beautiful sunsets and you get the harshest of winter effects on that building and on along that stretch there of Route 5.
You know, you talked about the power of water, which is just absolutely massive, and the structure itself, the structure of Hoax. You know, the owners, do they have to reinforce it in some way? It seems to me like one of those waves is going to hit at some point, and they're going to need a new wall.
They have, on occasion, boarded up the windows. I know that. And I know that they've gone, I believe Kevin has said in the past, that they'll go out and they'll start kind of chipping away at the icicles so that it's not pulling down the roof and it's not pulling down, you know. So they'll go and do that on occasion to kind of protect the building. But the building is pretty resistant to, I think, the effects of weather. I mean, it's been standing there for a very, very long time, I think 76 years. And so it has, you know, it has shown it has the ability to withstand Mother Nature's force.
Yeah, maybe they need hurricane windows there for days like this. I'm just saying.
Yeah, probably wouldn't hurt. But it's spectacular. It is. It's just, but again, like to your point, you know, if you're going to go watch it and you want to see what it looks like, my recommendation would be to kind of, you know, keep a little bit of a distance because those waves are still crashing over onto Route 5 now, you know, and you don't want to, you know, to find yourself in trouble by getting too close.
No, you do not want to find yourself doing a Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick at all. Lynn Dixon, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And yes, Hoax, a pilgrimage place when the weather is well, when Mother Nature gets a little bit angry, and of course, for beautiful sunsets on a tranquil summer eve. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, Lynn.
Thanks, Tom.
Lynn Dixon, joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, we've had a lot of guests on the program today, and now I'd like to turn the program over to you on the phone. 803-0930 is the phone number. What are you experiencing right now? What have you experienced today in terms of the blowing snow, the driving, and of course, the power outage? And have you at all given any thought to the idea that, if we didn't have gas appliances, we might be up the creek without a paddle? Because I've been thinking about that, and do not think for a minute that after the governor's race in 2026, the Democrats of New York are not going to put their foot back on the gas, no pun intended, to try to bring the electrification of New York State. And I don't know. See, they're never going to wake up. They're never going to learn. They're never going to change their evil ways. Western New York is not a place where you don't want to have energy options. The electricity is out for thousands of you. What would you be doing? Seriously, what would you be doing without electricity? Let's say that you had to have electric everything. And down the road, that's exactly what they want. How would you be faring today, I wonder? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Give us your report from the storm. Let's get to the calls. Oh, and the wind turbines on Lake Erie. Boy, those sound like a really good idea, huh? 70, 75, 80 mile an hour winds coming in off of Lake Erie. Boy, those wind turbines, they'd really be a good idea. Zero chance any of those would get knocked over and spill oil into Lake Erie, huh? Think about this the next time these idiots come forward with that idea. And I hope the people at Catwile appreciate everything I just said. Let's go to Cindy in Amherst on WBEN. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. I don't know whether you're going to be able to help me or not, but my brother lives in a senior citizen, but it's independent living facility in Amherst. And they've been without power since 1 o'clock. He has special needs. There are probably under 10 people living there now because it's on the Weinberg campus and they have filed for bankruptcy. So they have very little supervision. There's no one there now. I've called the, Amherst police. They said that there's really nothing that they can do. I've called the fire. And they said there's nothing I can do or that they can do. I've tried to call Amherst Town Hall, but no one's there. Of course, they're closed. And in the meantime, it's going to be dark in half an hour. He has no flashlight. It's getting cold because they've been without power since 1 o'clock. And I don't know what to do. I'm in my 70s. He's in his late 70s. I'm thinking about braving it and trying to go out on the roads, but I'm a little afraid. But I don't want him to freeze to death tonight either.
Well, okay, you, electric and freezing to death. Let's just see if we can't analyze this a little bit. What is the source of heat where he is?
They have individual units in their apartments, but the generator came on, which would kick on the heat, and then it went out. And without lights, he has no flashlight. As I said, there are probably less than 10 people living there now. He's in Stoveroff Towers building, which is right across from the Amherst Police Department on John James Audubon Parkway. But no one seems to be able to help. And I have some true concerns about the people there.
I don't know that this would be a police situation or a rescue situation at this point. It sounds like he does have shelter, but he doesn't have heat. But it does is the building heated with electric or is it heated with gas or oil?
Perhaps? I don't know. All he said is that it was getting cold.
You said he has special needs. Do you know if he's tried the thermostat to jack it up a little bit?
Yes, he's tried that.
But it's not responding.
It doesn't seem to be, no.
Okay. Well, let's just think about this for a moment. Does he have anything? Well, the electricity is out, so a space heater is not going to do any good. The generator, apparently they do have a backup generator, but the backup generator's on the fritz?
That went out, yeah. That came on briefly, and then it went out.
Well... do you know if any staff are there at that facility that could be called upon to offer some assistance in getting that generator back up?
No, the police suggested I try to get a hold of the manager of that building, but the manager of the building is maybe there 4 hours a week and isn't in the building right now. And I don't know what emergency numbers they would even have. I was just hoping that maybe somebody in the audience would have some suggestion before I get in my car and try to go and get him.
Cindy, my question to you is, how far away are you from where your brother lives?
Under normal circumstances, I could drive there in 10 minutes. I don't know how long it would take to get to him in the current conditions.
What do you see outside your window right now? How bad is it?
It's not horrible.
Well, the people at NYSEG and National Grid are working as hard and as quickly as they can to restore power. I don't have I don't have any way of knowing when that facility or any specific neighborhood is going to be put back online. Does he have any neighbors or friends at the facility?
There are probably less than 10 people still living there.
Right, but of those people, is he close with anyone?
Not particularly, no. All elderly.
Does he have winter clothes?
Yes, he does.
So, I guess in that situation, since you are hesitant to drive, you don't want to put yourself or other people at risk, I would suggest that you tell your brother to put on his winter jacket and winter bottoms, anything else that he has that would keep him warm. Does he have extra blankets in the house?
No, it's not a house.
Residence. Residence.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have any extra blankets.
But he does have a winter coat.
Yes, he does.
Does he have long johns?
No.
He has pants, though.
Yes.
Could he fit into two pair of pants at the same time?
That's a possibility.
Well, I think what I would probably do is have him put on his winter coat, and I'd probably have him put on two pairs of pants, two pairs of socks. Does he have gloves or mittens, preferably mittens?
He may have them, but I have no idea where they'd be in his apartment, and he's pretty dependent on others in order to find anything or get anything that he needs.
Does
he have a flashlight?
Does he have a hat?
My immediate concern.
Like a wool? Does he have a wool hat, a wool cap, or something?
Not that I know of. No, I mean he rarely leaves. I pick him up every Saturday. We go out briefly for a meal, and then I take him back. So,
do you remember if his winter coat has a hood attached to it?
I don't remember.
Do you know if he has a sweatshirt, maybe with a hood? A sweatshirt with a hood? Do you think?
I don't know. I can check with them. I can call them back and check.
Well, I think in this situation, I would hate to say, yes, I think you should drive over there because I don't want to be exposed to liability. But I think what you could do is call him, talk to him, walk him through the process of putting on as many shirts as he can put on and a winter coat and a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. Preferably with a hood because you lose most of the heat through the head. See if he's got mittens or gloves that he could put on. If he genuinely is getting cold, at least this would be a good stopgap way to make sure that the adverse outcome of which you spoke does not come to pass.
Right.
And there's nobody there like a neighbor or somebody you've met along the way you could call and just say, look, can you walk my brother through this? Can you find these things for him?
I wouldn't have any of their numbers. And they're spread out throughout this building. Mm. It's a Stillbroth Towers building on the Weinberg campus. So,
yeah. Well, I wish you the best with the situation.
Thank you.
I hope what I've said is somewhat helpful. But the best thing he can do is dress in layers if he's getting cold. But I'm kind of surprised that they wouldn't have gas heat. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you. I wish you the best. Let's see how it works out.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Cindy in Amherst. Yeah, I mean, anybody have any other ideas? Because I'm fresh out. Because it's not a police matter. It's not a rescue matter at this point. It's just a matter of if the guy's getting cold, do whatever you have to do to warm up. And hopefully he's got his wits about him enough to be able to do the things that I suggested. A few pair of socks, a couple of pair of pants, a couple of shirts, a sweatshirt, a winter coat. Preferably with a hood, maybe a hat, a wool ski cap or something. He could borrow one from Antifa, whatever. Coming up on 5 o'clock at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, if you're out of power or something like that and you want to get on the air, we will take your calls in the next hour. I've got another guest at 5 o'clock, but after that, I will reopen the phone lines and get you on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And to the last caller of the 4 o'clock hour on WBEN, whose brother lives in the assisted living place, The power did go out at 1:10 this afternoon. It is a National Grid outage. National Grid is aware of it. There are 1,000-plus customers affected, and customers means there could be many more thousands of people because a customer is just to where the bill is sent. So if there are five people in a household, well, those are five people affected without power. But anyway, the situation is the crew from National Grid has been assigned to that outage, and they're assessing when power is going to be restored. So hopefully you will have gotten in touch with your brother and have told him some of the things he can do in order to keep as warm as possible. And it's a very, very, it's a big power outage, frankly, in Erie County. In fact, I'm looking here. Is that the biggest I'm seeing in Erie County? No, it isn't, because there are many of them. There are a lot of power outages, and we'll talk to some of you coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're on hold, stay there. I want to check in with one of my favorite places, North Tonawanda, and the mayor of North Tonawanda, Austin Tylek. Austin, Mr. Mayor, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So, North Tonawanda, tell us everything is fine and dandy in the land of the Riviera Theater.
Well, I haven't heard any issues about the Riviera, but we did have a couple water main breaks in our business district, but our crews got on it pretty quickly for the dinner time now and the rush of sorts. So, we recently just lost power. It was the main power outage that we saw in the northern part of North Tonawanda, but it looks like it really stretches quite a bit into Wheatfield, the town of Wheatfield there, past Ruey Road. But it looks to be that before 7 o'clock, it should be restored. We've been keeping an open line of communication with National Grid. They've done a great job keeping local leaders updated with these sort of Zoom discussions over the last 24 hours. And, our first responders have been giving me updates. Our DPW superintendent notified us that they're going to be continuing to salt throughout the night. But I think the worst of it has passed, it looks like. The winds are starting to die down a little bit, but still, it's pretty windy out there.
Now, that the power outage is a pretty large one in North Tonawanda, that's the one that started at about 3:41 this afternoon?
Yep, correct. So it's basically on both sides of Nash Road, I would say, kind of starting at World Sur Drive in North Tonawanda and then extending all the way up to kind of Moyer Road, I suppose, so past the boulevard a bit. But I took a look within the last hour. At first it said, 1,300 were affected, but now it's down to 880. So it sounds like National Grid is on top of it.
Yeah, it's like an irregular pentagon shape, which kind of forms an arrow and crosses Niagara Falls Boulevard and goes across Ruey Road, parts of Ruey Road. And we've got that on the map. Obviously, National Grid is aware of that. Do we know what caused that particular power outage? Was it a tree coming down or a bough on a substation or something?
They didn't provide exact detail. I suppose I could reach out to them and find out. I think they're just inundated right now, and it's like in our position, we just want them to do what they do. And honestly, they're pretty quick on getting power back up. But I don't know about Wheatfield, but in North Tonawanda, we do have some of our fire halls ready to go if this does become an extended period of time, if people need a warming station. But it doesn't sound like we're at that point just yet, being an hour or so in.
Yeah, I mean, the October surprise storm of 2006, we had pretty much all of Western New York out of power, and in a lot of cases for up to a week, and in some cases 2 weeks, people were out of power. Now, the weather was not as cold as it is right now, so that was something that went in our favor at that point, but nonetheless, it wasn't exactly balmy and warm and toasty either, and that snow is a very, very heavy, thick snow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of what I was thinking about in the last 24 hours. In that storm, I mean, I was still in, like, elementary school. Sorry, Tom. But, you know, that one, it was, there were still leaves on trees. It was a quick rain to freeze, which we were suspecting last night, but they're really, you know, all the leaves fell off. So we weren't too afraid of that, but really just the freezing parts, you know, but we've been salting, honestly, for days now, just continuously throughout the city. We did put a travel advisory out. I know some people, you know, mentioned, well, why not a travel ban? Well, generally, you save travel bans for very extreme conditions where we are struggling to get first responders from A to Z, you know, or plows have to work around vehicles, and it's generally when there's a lot of snow. So, and some businesses don't really like it when, say, in this case, you know, I had businesses reach out about the water line. They were still planning to be on and operational. And, you know, some of them don't want the extreme measures if, unless it's truly necessary life or death stuff. So, and luckily we really only saw a handful of, minor accidents. Doesn't sound like anything was too crazy, not major injuries, of any sorts, but, yeah, so we're just continuing to monitor and it looks like things will cool off in the next 24 hours.
Well, that's good. And you referred to this earlier, but any significant number more accidents today or vehicular mishaps than on a given day?
You know, I mean, a few more than we would typically see, but we're not talking dozens of accidents. I think it sounded more like fender benders at some of the main roads. Just people might have not been able to brake as quick. I know I was hearing different reports about visibility throughout the city. The wind has just created very odd elements. It's not so much a lot of snow. It's the wind that's blowing the open areas, creating visibility issues. And as you know, North Tonawanda, we sit on many sides of water, and they tend to open up the area a bit, blow snow sideways more or less, and coming straight from the sky.
Well, I guess there won't be any live music at Gateway tonight, safe to say?
No, not tonight, you know, unless you want to meet me down there with a harmonica or something.
tragic. anything that I failed to ask that I ought to have asked?
No, you know, I'm sure you mentioned it, but anyone can check out the National Grid outage map for the best updates. They're pretty current. I'm looking at it right now, and I heard you mention, too, that you know, that's a good point that it might say 880 customers affected, but there could be multiple people living in one household. So I think people just, specifically in North Tonawanda, I've been doing updates on Facebook quite regularly. So share them, just keep an eye out, and, you know, stay indoors if you can, if you don't have to travel.
Well, we'll make it the dockside. How's that?
All right. Sounds
all
good.
Right. Thank you very much. Austin Tylock, the mayor of North Tonawanda on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I like him. I do like him. It is 18 minutes after 5. Let's get to your calls at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. But I am biased because I love North Tonawanda, because people say, let's go downtown. I'm like, all right, where in North Tonawanda are we going to go? It's a happening place. I've talked about it before. I love what they've done in North Tonawanda. It used to be kind of a joke, but that was many years ago. It ain't a joke. Who's laughing now, I ask you? Let's go to some calls on WBEN, or we can go over to Tonawanda Island, but probably a little cold to sit outside, huh? Here is Dan in West Seneca. Dan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on, brother. I'm always listening to the show. I called in because you were talking about the weather and to report anything crazy going on. But this morning I woke up to a loud bang, and I got up and I looked in my backyard, and I seen that the shed that the neighbors in my backyard had blown. It was like one of those metal sheds blown into their pool. And, you know, I look to the right, and all their stuff is just kind of sitting there in the open, their chairs, their, you know, all their stuff. So,
holy shit.
Yeah. And I was like, because I just got one of those cheap kind of chintzy sheds myself from Home Depot. It was like $300 because I was going to build one because I'm a carpenter. And then I said, you know, I don't really feel like doing all that right now, so I'll just buy a cheap one. So I built a base for it, and I attached the metal shed to the base. And then it was kind of funny that I, you know, that's pretty sturdy on there in my backyard. And then I looked over to my right and I seen someone's, and then I looked a couple hours later, I looked and here's this guy and his wife, and they're having a breakdown trying to, you know, tear the thing apart, smash it apart and all that. So it doesn't blow into anything else.
Well, I hope it is the pool above ground.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it didn't do any damage to the frame of the pool. There's not, like, water. What are things like right now for you in, and West Seneca is a big place. You want to be a little more specific on where you are?
Just behind the police station there.
And, oh,
you know,
okay.
My power has been out since 10, 11 this morning. And I just went to go pick up a generator at my friend's. And then I looked on the app and it said, oh, yep, your power was restored 10 minutes ago. So then I took the generator with me still.
Then, timing is everything, man. It is everything. But yeah, I'm glad it's back on. But hey, you did what you had to do because you had no way of knowing for how long the power was going to be out. But I think that most people are going to. This should not be like 2006 or the blizzard of 2022. They've got a lot of work, but they pre-positioned resources and assets before this hit, so as to expedite the response time. What are things like right now by the police station in West Seneca? What are you seeing?
Definitely not as blizzardy as it used to be. It's kind of calmed down a little bit, surprisingly, because I know it sounded like things were supposed to get really bad, but it's just the roads haven't been really salted and clear yet. But it's, you know, other than being able to see, I think you can be able to see pretty good, and it's not as bad as it was a little while ago. So
given your carpenter's training, after this call, are you going to go next door and help the neighbors get that shed torn apart?
Well, listen, dude, they got their whole backyard is a pond. So, I mean, I think they need more. I think they need a plumber, too, because it's pretty bad back there.
Well, if they do need a plumber, I hope they'll keep in mind Don at Plumbing Help Now. That's plumbinghelpnow.net, one of our sponsors of the program. Thanks very much, Dan. Good luck. Hang in there, and I'm glad your power's back on.
Take care, brother. Thanks. Bye.
All right. And by the way, thanks to all of you who work for the utilities, National Grid, and NYSEG, because long day for you. You got to brave the wind and the cold conditions, and it's a dangerous line of work, and the $3,000 gloves you have to wear. So I'm just saying, thank you for everything you're doing today. I think a lot of times you men and women are the unsung heroes in a situation like this. I really believe that.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Ah, yes, the wind. The wind. My goodness, gusts over 70 miles an hour today, and in some cases at the lake, supposedly over 80 miles an hour, enough to almost bring grown men off their feet. Good Lord, anybody experienced that one? Were you down at the lake? Did you almost get swept off your feet by the wind, literally blowing in the wind? 803-0930. What are you experiencing right now? What'd you see today? Are you still out of power? Any stories from the storm, the post-Christmas storm of 2025? This December storm around Christmas stuff is getting a little bit traditional with us, isn't it? It isn't like the blizzard of 22, but it wasn't also, it was fierce, definitely. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What's it doing by you, especially if it's really bad by you right now, like blowing snow, drifting snow, things that got blown down? Anybody have a tree ripped out? I mean, those evergreens have a very low, shallow root system, so if you lost an evergreen, I'm sure you're not alone. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm done with guests. It's all about you now. You. Here's Guy, or would that be Guy, in Tonawanda. Guy, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. So, you may remember, I've talked with you in the past about we have a plowing business, a private contractor. I've been out looking at properties in the Williamsville, East Amherst, West Clarence area that we service to see if we needed to send the guys out tonight, and we don't. I mean, there's not an inch of snow down anywhere, like in, you know, like from your neighborhood all the way, you know, all the way to the Tonawanda line. I haven't seen an inch of snow down. Now there's blowing, and it's snowing right now. I'm on Sheridan Drive at Harlem, heading back to Tonawanda, and it's snowing right now. Not hard. There's plenty of visibility. But it's just, and I'm grateful. Believe me, I'm not trying to make a big thing out of this. I was expecting it to be a lot worse than what I'm seeing. So, and I know you've heard from other people that have seen a lot worse than this, but as far as the Amherst-Williamsville area, this has been very pleasant as far as not having to go out.
Well, I mean, the visibility may have been the visibility may have been an issue at times with the
yeah,
snow and the wind, but
today,
the accumulation, as you said, does not seem to be significant at all. In fact, the guy at the airport, deputy director of aviation, Russell Stark, was talking to us before, and he said basically, as far as keeping the runways clear of snow, Mother Nature had done a great service.
Right, and that's just what I'm seeing. A lot of wind, you know, a lot of, not a lot of drifting, thank God, because we have to deal with that. But a lot of the driveways are literally just blown clear. You know, anything that's stuck, kind of stuck on the grassy parts. And if the snow blew it on the grass, it may have stayed there. But as far as the, you know, the residential and even some of the light commercial that we do, it's going to be a morning tomorrow where we're going to go out and salt, obviously, and scrape them down so they're not dealing with any residual. But that's going to be about it for right now, and I'm very grateful for that. The roads are good. I mean, I've been on Maple, Sheridan, Klein, Casey, Transit, Roll, you know, Shimmerville. Those and none of the roads are all great. They've all been plowed. They've all been treated. There's a little bit of drifting on the north south roads because it's a west wind, so you're getting a little blowing snow across those roads. But not like you and I've seen in our lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the way it is right now, I'm not sure exactly where you are right now. Grand Island is getting some snowfall, and then there's a finger that extends out over, it looks like, Tonawanda, parts of Amherst, yeah, North Tonawanda, into Clarence, almost all the way to Batavia. There's this little finger, and then north, you've got this other finger, which is in northern Niagara County, and it looks like it's just north of Lockport, and then going out 31, just about to Batavia. Parallel.
Yeah, I'm at Sheridan and Millersport right now, and it is snowing. It's light. It's not heavy snow by any stretch of the imagination, and that's the finger. I happened to see the radar, and I knew it was coming. I've gotten very good at reading radar.
I know. Isn't it fun?
And Andy Parker's taught me a lot, too. So, and I'm, of course, I'm in constant contact with him. He called it. He said 1 to 3 inches today. It was going to be a burst. It wasn't going to be a lot, and he nailed it. I mean, if you look at the National Weather Service and some of the maps they're putting out, they've still got our areas that I just talked about, you know, anywhere from 7 to 9 inches between now and Thursday morning.
I'm hoping to hear from people. I'm hoping to hear from people in Colden and Hamburg and maybe down in Jamestown, Dunkirk, along the lakeshore, Fredonia. They're probably too busy boiling water. I'm sorry, they always boil water in Fredonia. I don't know what the hell's going on with their water treatment facilities, but damn. But I'd love to hear from people because apparently this is a situation where, you know, again, the areas in which the ski resorts are located or those you have to transit through south of Buffalo on the way to the ski resorts, they got more in the way of snow, but the wind, you know, has been more widespread. In your journeys around, you mentioned being basically Amherst, East Amherst, I think the Clarence area. Did you see a lot of evergreens or other kinds of trees blown down or any large bits of trees?
Surprisingly, I didn't. I've seen a few trees down today, but not like on the main roads. I haven't seen anything that that would like cause you an issue. I was at the East Amherst Post Office earlier today, and behind Tops there is kind of where you sneak through to get to the post office, and there was a tree that fell through the fence that was laying across the back road there. You kind of had to work your way around that. But very little tree damage that I've seen. Now, of course, when I'm driving, I'm looking at the road more than I am the, you know what I mean? I'm not really kind of golfing.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, sometimes you see things in your peripheral vision, but you don't want to keep your eyes off the road, especially when driving may not be dicey.
Really,
but
I mean,
you're talking about trees. Orchard Park PD and the fire people, they had to cut somebody out of a tree which had fallen upon an occupied car earlier today.
Yeah, I heard that today. I was listening to Bolavia there. And
Bolavia. Bolavia.
I know. I'm playing with you.
I know.
But anyways, it's not bad right now. I'm in the Tonawandas. I'm at Sheridan and Niagara Falls Boulevard. The snow is pretty much stopped. So that little finger of snow, whatever it is, you know, just one of those little bursts that Andy talks about, kind of rolls through and kind of freshens things up a little bit, but it doesn't do much.
Sheridan and
that's what we're dealing with here in the North Towns right now. So again, I'm grateful for that.
You could make a little U-turn and see if you can't get over to Duff's in time. I mean, just saying.
I just went by Duff's, actually. Yeah, I could.
idea in your head there. But anyway, what you're saying, basically, very little accumulation. You haven't even seen any trees blown down. Now, we had a call from West Seneca again. You know, it's always like this where some people get really nailed by weather and other people don't. I mean, with the caller from West Seneca, with the neighbor whose shed decided to take a swim in the pool.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then the tree in Orchard Park. I wonder how many other trees came down south of the city.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know, but that would be where the wind was bad. There's no doubt about it. I don't like wind, and there was a lot of it. Fortunately, we didn't have a ton of snow to make it worse than it is. Again, hats off to the road crews for the towns and the county and the state. They've been out. They've been keeping the roads clear, although they haven't had to push much. But with the wind blowing it around, you know, and it's cold, so everything that's falling is sticking. That's the other side of that. But it isn't like what I thought it might be. You know, I was expecting a lot worse than this, so I can breathe easy tonight.
So you were expecting going for a 2-point conversion, of which they've done 1 of 6 in the season, and instead of just going for the game-tying field goal to send it into overtime. Is that what you're saying? I detected an oblique sports reference there. I could be wrong. Are you holding two fingers up with great violence outside your truck right now? 2 points, 2 points.
No, I'm really not. You know, I got to tell you something, because you talk about the Bills on occasion, and I got to tell you, someone who's been watching them for a long time, I mean, I go back to watching O.J. Simpson in his first preseason game at the Rock Pile. That's how long I've been a fan. I never have any expectations about this football team. I enjoy watching them. I'm grateful that we have the franchise and that we can enjoy it. When it comes to expectations, I've learned long ago that it's not worth the frustration for that, you know, for me anyway.
You're a man who has things in perspective, and I appreciate that, because I do too. I do not base my life on what other men do for a living and whether or not they win or lose, because at the end of the day, even if the Bills win a Super Bowl, what does it do for you? What does it do for me? Does it put money in your pocket?
No, they're not paying me to watch them. So.
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, always a pleasure, Tom. Thanks.
Bye-bye. No, I mean, he's talking about O.J. Simpson and the Rock Pile. It was rookie season and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I learned a great lesson when the Sabres lost to the Flyers in 1975 in the Stanley Cup Finals, that you got to view it as entertainment, and you cannot base your happiness or lack of happiness on the outcome of a game or the outcome of a season or whether or not a team wins or loses. Just remember, all that's in it for you is buying an overpriced T-shirt that reads, Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl champions. That's all you get. You got to pay to wear that shirt. And you can't even wear it in New England or Miami or yesterday in Philadelphia. You can't. It's kind of limited place you can wear it, really. 803-0930. What are you experiencing? What have you experienced with the weather today? Don't get me wrong. I hope they win, but my happiness or lack thereof is not determined by a football team or a hockey team, although I might have to change with the hockey team now. 8 straight, and tonight St. Louis. They're doing something right. Paul Hamilton says the Sabres are doing it Lindy Ruff's way now. They were a stubborn bunch of guys, and they'd been doing it their way, and it wasn't working real well because they're in the cellar, and now they're on this eight-game tear. And you know what? Anytime the Sabres beat the Boston Bruins, I don't know why, I'm always happy about that. Beating Boston, beating Ottawa, these are things I'm very, very happy about for reasons I don't quite understand, which totally contradicts what I said earlier, but it's a temporary, transitory joy. It's a fleeting bit of ecstasy. That's about it. It's 549 at News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You want to give us a weather report, a damage assessment, a power outage update where you are? Knock yourself out. I've got time. Don't have any more guests. 803-0930 in the 716. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to the program. It has been a great pleasure. I do enjoy providing you with up-to-the-minute information as best as we can relay it on News Radio 930 WBEN. But this could not be done without many, many people taking part. And those people include my boss, Lisa Polizzi, who is instrumental in getting all of the people with whom we had the chance to talk today during the program for the information and perspectives. I hope we didn't lure many of you to go down to Hoax to see the fun of Lake Erie. Also want to thank Tanner Saunders behind the glass, because without Tanner, we wouldn't be able to function. Tanner is the glue that holds us all together. I don't think that he's ever been compared to adhesive before, but consider that a first on News Radio 930 WBEN. So the schedule for this week, as you know, Joe Beamer is having himself probed with his colonoscopy. Good luck to Joe and his procedure that he's having done. I will be here tomorrow from 3 until 6. Always available to do other shows too, I'm just saying. But I'll be here tomorrow 3 until 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And then because I'm lazy and a degenerate, I'm going to take the rest of the week off. Translation, I know what it's like to do a talk show on Wednesday, New Year's Eve. And I know what it's like to do it the day after New Year's Day. So I'm going to say I've done that long enough, and I'm going to take the rest of the week off because I deserve it. After all this time, after everything I've done, I deserve some time off. Anyway, keep that up, and you'll have plenty of time off, nuts guy. So anyway, Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. Stand by because Mr. Thomas Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's Evening News from 6 until 7. And once again, thanks to Tanner Saunders. Magnificent job behind the glass, even picking out those musical bumps with a touch of wind. A touch of wind. Sounds like a John Velby album, doesn't it? Anyway, have a merry, merry Christmas. I know Christmas itself past, but there are more days of Christmas than just Christmas Day, you know, and I'm way early for Orthodox Christmas, so I got that going for me. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I will listen for you tomorrow between 3 and 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.